This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Belarusian authorities released hundreds of people detained amid demonstrations contesting the results of the presidential election in an attempt to quell public anger against a brutal crackdown on peaceful protest. The releases came hours after Belarus's top law enforcement official apologized on state television for the indiscriminate use of force by police. The apologies and the release of detainees follow 5 days of massive protest in which crowds of demonstrators swarmed the streets to contest the vote results and demand an end to the 26-year rule of President Alexander Lukashenko. Nearly 7,000 people have been detained and hundreds injured in the clampdown on demonstrators. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday that it has seized millions of dollars from cryptocurrency accounts that militant groups, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, relied on to finance their organizations and violent plots. Law enforcement officials said the groups used the accounts to solicit donations, including by trying to raise money for the sale of fraudulent personal protective equipment for the coronavirus pandemic. Officials described it as the largest ever seizure of virtual currency funds related to terrorism. It's also part of a broader Justice Department goal of disrupting the financing of extremist organizations, including those designated as foreign terror groups. Globally, there are approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 167,000 of them in the United States and more than 104,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections is quickly moving toward 21 million, with just three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and India, making up at least half of that global figure. This is VOA News. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide protective mask mandate, heeding experts' predictions that it could save 40,000 lives from coronavirus over the next 3 months. The Democratic presidential candidate also responded to those who push back against such mandates, saying that this is America. Be a patriot. Protect your fellow citizens. Step up. Do the right thing. Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. Again, that is Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled, both political sides in the United States played the blame game Thursday rather than make any serious moves to try to break their stalemate. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding for the U.S. Postal Service, rental assistance, food aid, and rapid testing for the virus at her weekly press event, blasting Republicans as not giving a damn and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay grinds into September. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Thursday defended his government's handling of Brazil's coronavirus pandemic after the national death toll topped 100,000, confronting its most lethal outbreak since the Spanish flu a century ago. Brazil reported its first cases of the novel coronavirus at the end of February. The virus took 3 months to kill 50,000 people and just 50 days to kill the next 50,000. Bolsonaro, who has called COVID-19 a little flu, says he recovered from his own infection thanks to hydrochloroquine, an antimalarial drug that remains unproven against the coronavirus. Speaking on Thursday, the Brazilian leader said citizens must exercise caution amid the pandemic, but warned of the economic fallout of the coronavirus. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced Thursday they are establishing full diplomatic relations into a U.S. brokered deal that required Israel to hold its contentious plan to annex occupied West Bank land sought by Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to U.S. President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election and reflected a changing Middle East in which shared concerns about archenemy Iran have largely overtaken traditional Arab support for the Palestinians. China's Commerce Ministry said on Friday that it has started an anti-subsidy probe into imports from the United States of polyphenylene ether, a polymer prized for its heat resistance and used in the automotive and electronics industries. Earlier this month, the Commerce Ministry launched an anti-dumping probe into imports from the United States of polyphenylene ether. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.